Hey everyone, welcome to season 2, episode of the Couch Cat Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Ryan, joined by fellow co-host, Alan.
Hello.
Every time. It's going to be
every time.
Every episode is going to be like this. So
hell yeah.
If you remember, you know what's in store. And on today's episode, we're going to be discussing the evolution of Simple Mode throughout 2021. And the lucky thing is, Mike did all the work for us in his blog.
Thanks, Mike. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Mike. Can't wait to make a living off of your work. Nah, just kidding. But for everyone who might even see this video one day, we're recording through, it's not really a software, but a website called StreamYard. And it's very cool, very interactive. It's got a cool recording and share screen and very easy to input, you know, our webcams, and we're just trying something out. It's like a private studio, if you will, the private Couch Cat studio. So if this goes live on YouTube, you know, please let us know what you think about it. And obviously we can't change things. We're on a free account right now, so we can't like make certain logos disappear. We can't make it bougie looking, but we're just having fun with this. And anyway, as you'll see, I have Mike's blog shared. This is Galahad Creative. It's his blog. You can go to the Simple Memo home screen, and there's a link to the blog as well. And Mike uses this to document.
Document,
his time with Simple Memo, whether it's, you know, major roadmap updates, or just, you know, discussing the game in general, such as this, looking back on 2021, a year in review, which was published January 16th, 2022. So
we're just a little bit late, you know,
so here's the thing. When we were discussing to bring Couch Cat Podcast back. Well, now it's known as Couch Cat Podcast, right? So we're discussing to bring the show back. I reached out to Wicked and Crashed, who they're very prominent in the Friendly Guild. They're very active in the Simple MMO Discord. Wicked is an admin. The only staffer, I believe, that is between Mike and the community. And then Crash is a mod, a Discord mod. I know there's a big difference between a mod in-game and a mod in the Discord. And, you know, I reached out for their input. And they pointed us in the direction of some pretty major updates in their eyes that released since we've been gone. Because we've been gone for like, wow, in like seven or eight months,
I think. Something like that.
Yeah. So, you know. And
it's been a while.
And lo and behold, as I was like, oh, I should just go to Mike's blog. He did a blog recap for us. So that's where we're at with this episode. And we figured this would be a good approach to the show coming back because we can kind of, you know, go through the evolution of Simple Mode through 2021 up to the current time where we'll, you know, finally be producing content on the current timeline. Like we won't be stuck way back when. This is kind of like the recap, like, hey, we missed this. This sounds pretty cool. Though we were here for some of it.
We were here for a good chunk of it.
Yeah, a good chunk. But yeah, we can just kind of recap and move forward with the show.
Yeah.
So
anyway, let's get into it.
Yeah, let's get into it. But before, I want to give credit to Wicked and Crash for helping point us out in the right direction.
Yeah.
But yeah, so this is Mike's blog post. Now, he gives a nice little spiel, and of course, he's proud of what he's done. He should be. This game has evolved quite a bit, Alan.
It has blown up. It is really blown up since when we first started playing this game. It's been pretty cool to see.
Right, and not only just, you know, the in-game mechanics or the features, but aesthetically, it's very pleasing to look at now.
Right, yeah.
The browser looks beautiful. Like the browser version, and then I just downloaded it on the iPad. It's not on my phone, it's on my iPad, and it looks great. It looks like it's a product of this time, right?
So. Right, it's modern. Yeah.
But
not like it used to be back in the Stone Ages.
Yeah, right. But anyway, so let's get into the first update. Or I guess you could say, like, what fundamentally changed the game in 2021. And
yeah.
That is Travel Reimagined. So back in the day, Alan.
Yep.
We used to only be able to, as players, to step 50 times, like, at a time.
Yes.
So there was a hard limit. And then, of course, you had to wait for the countdown or the cooldown, excuse me.
It was very frustrating to knock out those 50 steps because then I'd do my quests, my battles, my steps. And I'm like, okay, now what? I have to wait for everything to refill. So right. Then I would just get off the game.
Yep. And it was wait 5 minutes for 5 steps or
yep.
Pay the premium currency, which is diamonds in the game. So very frustrating. And also, you know, especially when your daily is usually like, involves like the 250 step objective. Right?
Yes.
So, and then also very frustrating for, you know, what I want to say, like veggie eaters. So they, you know, the PvEers, if you will, a large part of their EXP is stepping, at least back then. I don't know what they do now, but that was a huge thing. So that was completely removed. The limit's gone. And I would say as a player at that time, improve the quality of life of the game itself. Because Alan, I mean, I'm sure you'll agree, that is one of the core concepts of the game is the game was pretty much built around the stepping feature.
Yep.
The jokes and the discoverability and yada, yada, yada. But
yeah,
that was a big one.
I mean, yeah, like every time I try a new game on mobile, whenever there's a restriction, like as a time restriction or you have, you know, this amount of energy to do stuff, I'm mm-hmm. like, okay, fuck this. Like I'm done. Like, I don't want to sit and wait for my meter to fill or you ask me for money. But yeah, so it's pretty amazing now because one, I, as a developer, right, I assume like Mike, like you said in his blog, he's happy about this because it shot up the rate of players staying in the game, constantly playing the game, right? Like,
yeah.
There's no more 50 and then done, and there's nothing else to do in this game anymore. So now I'm going to get off. I could keep stepping until I fall asleep, pretty right. much. You know, like,
yeah, the uptick in nice. Like active time, right? So,
yeah, yeah.
And there were some people who would just like not even sleep for stepping, which was insane to me, but
yes.
People do
some
weird things.
The folks, some of the players who have like the records for stepping, like I don't understand. Like,
yeah,
holy shit! Like, touch the grass, my dude.
Especially Alan from Pratt's Guild.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember.
Every time I'd like message him, he'd be like, "I'm stepping. I don't sleep. I'm stepping."
Yeah,
I'm like, holy shit, Alan. Yeah. I don't know if he still plays, but that was always wild to me.
I don't know. That would burn me out if I was doing that constantly.
Yeah. So moving on to the next iteration or change in Simple MMO were the tiered leaderboards of Jan, or that happened in the same month, January 2021. So you'll see in the beginning, January was pretty busy.
Yep.
Started off strong, but Alan, do you want to cover the leaderboards or do you just want me to knock it out?
I mean, I guess I could talk about it. It's basically just it's tiered leaderboards now. So it's based off of, there's 8 tiers per category, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
So, you know, that 11, 12, that, like it says in the blog, the level 12 player is now going to compete against a level 14 player. And so that 11, level 12 player competing against a level 7,000 player.
Yeah. Which, the whole player base. So,
yeah. Yeah. It was not cool, man. It is not cool at all. So, I think that's a great addition for the new players. I'm sure some of the older players did not like that because, you know, you just smack on noobs
right.
day in and day out. But at the end of the day, to keep new players staying into the game and playing, I think it's a great addition. So you're not destroying them every step of the way.
Yeah, it just scaled, you know, the competition. So,
yeah.
And it's kind of a theme in this game where, you know, it's fortunately, you know, I'd hope to do an episode on this actually in the future, Alan, but It's fortunate for a simple MMO to have to be around so long that balance has to take place. And it's just really funny to see the reaction of the community. Like the whales, right? The ones who've spent money to stay on top.
Yeah.
Or I don't know what clout, just this game. Like, I guess. But like the fucking knee jerk reaction of like, how dare you change this fucking cheese that I used to. And in some cases, like literal cheese as an item, you know? But it was a change needed to come for balancing issues, right? Like you said, new players are, in any game really, but in simple mode especially, are so quick to leave. So,
yes.
And you'll see... go on, dude.
Yeah, it's like any app, right? Or even like a podcast, right? Like someone's individual free time is very precious to them. So you have to develop a product that they would want to spend their free time listening to or playing or anything like that, right? So when you have a mobile game and there's an infinite amount of mobile games on the App Store, right? Like, you have to make sure that you're doing everything you can to make them feel like they are spending their free time in a worthwhile manner. Otherwise, they're just going to toss it aside and move on within 5 seconds. So another, great thing that he's done to fix the game.
Yeah, and... to put under a microscope, new players, when they find out, especially, back then, when level 100 opened you up to everyone.
Yes.
The game was it's a small community. So it's very, and it leans very heavily towards the whales, which are high level players, and people who dump money. So yeah, you have to address that, because as a new player, kind of like you see it all the time in the Discord, or on your personal wall when they leave a comment when you kill them. And they're just like, that's not fair. Why'd you pick on me? And it's like,
I just had that. I destroyed it like a level 300 player, and he immediately wrote on my wall and was like, yeah, pick on someone your own size. And then I killed him again, and then he wrote on my wall, you probably have a shitty podcast.
He's not wrong. He's not wrong, you know.
It's like, damn, man, going for the heart. Why'd you do that? I'm just playing the game.
That's fucking funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So let's move on to player interactions. It's very quick. But I guess it was, highly requested. We're always, as players in Simple MMO, as Mike even states in his blog several times, the community is what keeps people in Simple MMO. So giving these like little quality of life or even mechanics to build on like the social aspect of the game is always a plus. So absolutely. With the player interactions update that came out in January, once again, it introduced a system where you can gain points with interacting with other players. So you would gain these points, and the more points you have as a player, the higher the interaction level. And each interaction level has a number of different benefits, so to speak. And there's also some like some things you get from it. Like you can now, besides wave at someone, you can hug them and all that shit. So
So that particular thing, I had no idea we could do. And we were still playing this game at the time, right? Yeah.
Yeah, fucking yeah.
Yeah. Like we were still like heavily into Simple MMO at the time. I had no idea we could start hugging people if we kept waving at each other long enough. This was the first time that I saw that.
I don't want you hugging anyone, dude. You better fucking...
Dude, I am going to hug the shit out of you.
Dude, I spammed it with Kimchurs, my wife, and we still don't have the level where we could hug each other before we quit. Like, we just gave up. We're like, it's really fucking annoying to keep waving at each other and shit.
If there's someone out there who wants to hug me, please. I'll take any interaction. No.
All right, episode over. That's player interactions. So the last update in January, Alan, if you will, and I'll even look. There you go. Is Alan prepared, everyone? Does anyone notice if Alan's prepared or not?
I'm never prepared. Flying by the seat of my pants.
So we're going to be discussing Diamond Awards. Key. The last update of January.
I think this was by far the best update to Simple MMO in January, my opinion. Well, okay. That's not true, because that step thing is pretty cool, too. Actually, very fundamental. But it goes hand in hand with the yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it goes hand in hand with the traveling, right? So now you're keeping people in the game by stepping consistently for as long as they want to be into it. And now you're the Diamond Awards update gives out diamonds for achievements that you do. So there's a pretty damn big list of achievements that you could do in the game. Mm-hmm. And each one will give you a certain amount of diamonds. So you get up to 2,000 diamonds for free, which is huge because you could do a lot with 2,000 diamonds in this game. And then if you were to buy diamonds, you could also, like, there's achievements for buying diamonds. So you could get up to 2,500 diamonds based off of achievements alone, which is amazing because that gives a benefit to the free-to-play player so that they could be on the same level as a pay-to-win player. Because there are some, like you said, the whales, they blow fat stacks on this game, which is insane to me. But, you know, now the players, those free-to-play players, could also just grind the game. It's not hard to get these achievements for some of these achievements either. So it's pretty cool. And you just spend them on, you know, increasing your quest points, increasing your battle points, or whatever it is that you want to do. I think it's an awesome update to share the love with those free-to-play players.
You mean energy points, right?
Yes, that thing.
Yeah, you had to pick wisely, you know, increasing the amount of jobs you can do.
Yeah.
Quests and energy points. But yeah, it was good. It, you know, that and stepping.
Yes.
I January was a good month. It was a good start January for Simple ML.
Very good month.
Yeah, but to be clear, while it's awesome to get 2,000 diamonds, it won't even in the playing field. I think it'll just create healthy competition with, like, the newer players up to the mid-tier. But there's no, like, whales are untouchable at this point. If they're still playing, because a lot of them just kind of, like, you know, they fade out. Like, they get too close to the sun.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, I just spent 10 grand on a mobile game. And then they're fucking gone. So
yeah, I mean, like, I don't think there will ever be a mobile game that will balance out whales like that. Like, there's no way. Like, if someone's willing to drop 10 grand on a freaking game, there's nothing you could do as a free-to-play player. The only way that a game could do that is if it's only cosmetic-type stuff. That's it. But, yeah, at the end of the day, there's no fucking way you're going to balance a game around a dude who drops 10 grand and just walks away. Like, there's no fucking way.
No. And just quickly, what ties into the Diamond Awards, Diamond Market was released, and it pretty much removed, like, the based on faith system, where a player would send diamonds and then hope to receive gold back or vice versa. But here there's a Diamond Market now where you can do the interaction directly in game. So
yeah. So you could sell your diamonds for gold. Which I think is cool.
An official way.
Like an official way where you're not going to get scammed and then the mods have to come in and smack around that one player who scammed you and then give you back your diamonds.
And then make fun of you in the Discord afterwards.
Yes.
So
now it's all good.
No, probably not. But and then next in April, the first update, the rebranding. So you can still see kind of like the legacy icon and like the, what do you call it? Like the, was it Flavcon or Webcon? Like, what's the little image you see in the URL?
Yeah. It's like the Flavcon.
Yeah. Yeah. So you can still see that, but, here on the screen, and for those who are just now playing the game or have been playing the game, you know what this icon is. You know how cool it looked when it first came out, when Mike first dropped it in the Discord. So very sweet looking icon. And like he says, you know, it's beautiful, and it captures. If I were scrolling through, like when I was going to download on my iPad, if I was scrolling through the app store, like this captures my eye.
Yeah, and he did a really good article about this dragon icon rebranding, where like he pulled out the stats of what he like when he was trying to use different. He was doing A/B testing essentially, where he would use different graphics to try to lure people in. Yeah. And the only one that beat the dual sword, the cross swords, is this dragon icon. And I think as much as I love the dual sword,
dude, yeah,
icon, like that shit, like, is still near and dear to my heart of simple MMO, but this dragon icon is fucking dope as hell, man. Like,
yeah,
props to the artist who made this.
Way to stop us from getting any sponsors whatsoever. Just that whole sentence, just
yeah,
fucking off. I just did it too. But actually, I was wrong. So there's a different version in the URL. The double swords, you don't actually see that anywhere. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's a
shame. That makes me sad. You actually see it in our old
yes,
blog posts, which aren't live anymore. So.
Yeah, don't exist anymore. So.
But you can Google. I'm sure you can fucking Google it.
Nah.
Damn it.
They're gone.
It's never ending. But yeah, you can. There's a hyperlink here where he links to the whole thought process behind and the testing behind the new logo.
Yeah, highly recommend if you're into analytics and stuff like that to read it.
Yeah, it's amazing, and we should probably apply it ourselves, but I'd say our icon's pretty cool. It could maybe it could use more color. I don't really know.
Anyone out there who knows what they're talking about, please hit us up. Let us know.
Yeah, hit us up. We have hats for trade.
Yeah.
Anyways. We have money. We have a couple of dollars. We have a couple of dollars to throw your way.
Yeah.
We have a pack of gum to try.
No, hell yeah, we do.
I'm kidding.
Minty fresh.
So let's go over Guild Overhaul in April. Probably next to Stepping and the Diamond. I would just say Stepping, right? So the Guild Overhaul, we were here for this. We created a lot of content around this. This actually spurred the Guild interviews. But this was a roadmap update that we were all excited for. We all speculated about. And then, you know, ultimately 50-50. I landed 50-50 on it. I think it could have been way more. You know, or even maybe, I don't know. I just didn't, there was stuff missing. Like, there's still no guild roles, man. Like, you know, so.
Sure. Yeah. I think it was a good foundation to overhauling the whole entire guild system, where before it was just like all out war, never ending. We just keep smacking each other until someone, you know, surrenders, or, you know, like the guild just dies out. Now, like, there's, you know, there's a point in winning wars. It gives you upgrades your guild. You gain experience for your guild. The guild experience actually means something. There's, you know, different parts of the guild that are locked based off of the experience of the guild. You have to level up that guild to get to it.
Yeah, it introduced guild power levels, introduced raids, so another event or task, right? And then, like you said, behind the power levels, the custom backgrounds, the icons.
Yes.
And, you know, added quality of life stuff that a guild leader didn't have before, such as activity logs, you know, who was donating.
Yes.
Who was taking from the armory, because there's guild armories, right?
Yep.
And yeah, so, you know, it added a lot to the guild system. It made the guild system, which is another large part of the game, because, again, it's very social. And if you're not in a guild, I don't know. I don't think you can have as much fun as you could. You know what I mean? So
yeah, for sure.
It added depth to a system that needed it. And, you know, again, I just want to point out, you know, no guild roles. That kind of sucks. Still sucks. And the alliance system.
Yeah, that is like a useless system.
It's like for, you know, I don't even know. It's like for vanity. Like, it doesn't really.
Yeah, it's like, hey, we're aligned to Death Star, top set, number two guild in the game. Don't kill us because we're allied with them. Please.
Still get fucking smashed by, like, Murders of the Universe. And
yeah. But the good thing is, like, if a Death Star person was trying to attack you, it pop up saying that you were in alliance before you could go to attack. So, I mean, you prevent yourself from getting attacked by some guilds. But yeah, there's literally no use to it.
I killed alliance members all the time on accident. And I would have I sent them gold. I was like, oh, shit, my bad. I didn't really care, but, you know, my bad.
Yeah.
But it also, I mean, so despite that stuff, like, I mean, alliances could have been so much more. We, you know, we speculated on that too, and what we really wanted from it. Right. But you know, the update itself was very much needed, and it also limited some whack shit, like, you know, like the whales who would just like make a guild with people and then kick them all out, and then suddenly you had this like level 90 person, level 90,000, like owning your whole guild, and you had like 100 members, and you're like, how the hell do we beat this guy?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Or they would go, you know, set war or declare war and then go on safe mode, and then we just had this like lingering war above our head.
Yep, that was no fun.
Yeah, that was stupid. But moving on to the new, we had to keep it moving. The new daily rewards, Alan. So
yeah,
just made it more accessible in my mind.
The daily rewards before were kind of boring.
They were
before
meager.
This update. Yeah, there's nothing to them. Like it, I didn't feel incentivized to go to the daily awards section to get it, because it would just be like you're like bullshit armor
here's an orange, here's a piece like, of pie or some shit.
Yeah, the really bad gear, like you could barely get anything good from it if you got lucky.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were shit. Daily awards were shit. But now they
you
are
get diamonds.
Not. Yeah, you could get diamonds, which is nice. You get gold keys, bronze keys, silver keys. It's broken out by a 30-day cycle. So every 30 days, you know, the rewards increase as you get closer to your day 30. And then once you hit day 30, it resets back to zero. So you just keep going back, which it's nice. Like, I think it's more beneficial than what it used to be, because what it used to be was garbage. It was junk.
Yeah.
So you just pass it off.
Yeah, so now it's just better than what it was. So pretty cool.
Yep. Yep.
And then after that, we were just on the teetering of disappearing.
Yes.
This was like
around June.
We're catching up to where we exited the timeline.
Yep.
And that is the new web app. And so, you know, this wasn't pushed to the apps right away. It was just like the browser, I remember. And then
yes.
Eventually, you know, now it's mimicked, but
yeah,
it was amazing. I mean, you could see here through this, you know, the splash art in the art or the blog. It was a huge quality of life change. And I think, you know, they took advantage of it and put things where you thought they would be. So the menus weren't as, convoluted as they were before.
Yep.
Or even ugly to, you know, traverse through. So you can actually see here in this picture, like it's just a clean design, simple on the left, that expands out to, you know, on the right side of your browser, and you can just, you'll find things you need. So it looks great, and Mike dubs it web app 2.0, and it's made through Tailwind CSS. So,
yeah.
And you'll see in his excerpt of what he had to do to move on from what it was prior.
Right. I don't know if you remember this, but when we used to get new updates, like the materials update, you know, where you could mine things through the stepping and everything.
Oh, yeah.
That wasn't really pushed to the web app. Like, there was a lot of new features that are pushed to the mobile app that didn't make it to the web app immediately. So the web app was behind in the updates, which I completely forgot about until I read that section in the article. And so it's very nice to see that the mobile app and the web app are now based off of the same timeline. So it's not like you're grinding in the mobile app and you go to try to grind in the web app and you just can't even do it because it's not a part of the features in that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then there's a drop down. I remember specifically this one drop down on the web app where like you had to, it wouldn't drop down when you clicked on it. So you had to like scroll around a little bit, like tweak your mouse and then click on it again. And then it would drop down. It was like a 50-50 whether the drop down would actually drop. It was very frustrating. but so it's very nice to see that he's completely focused and redone the entire web app and it's on the same timeline as the mobile app. So
right.
That's awesome.
Unless he decides the browser or like the web app is more accessible or you know, because he sees the numbers, like, it's played more through the web, and then he's like, oh, goodbye. Goodbye apps, you know?
I'd be shocked, because most would too, cause, days, it's all mobile.
Yeah, and he took a lot. That was another thing, the iOS app, right? It was pending for a lot, like, when Kimtra's played, you know, she's a iOS user. Now I'm iOS, so, like, if I made that change back then, I'd be mad. I'd be like, fuck. Yeah. Can't grind at work. I mean, I don't grind at work, but. Moving on.
Yeah.
To quest point changes. So, very, very simple quality of life change that happened in July. And it slashed refill time from 10 minutes to 5 per quest point. So, just so, again, what Alan said earlier about, like, increasing the uptick of activity on the game, this is just another way, you know, along with the stepping, to that might accomplish that. So, pretty nice quality of life change.
Yeah, it's easier to gain money now as a smaller player, because you could keep going back to quest points faster.
Right. Yep. Especially if you're a PvE high dex player, and that's all you fucking do is quests. So
yeah. Yep.
You don't rely on your bot, and you can actually finish the daily objectives when they require a quest that's so high level. And it's like, well, can't really do that there, brother.
Yeah. Yep.
So next, Alan, if you will.
Player to player trading.
Yeah. It kind of mirrors the diamond market, right?
So. Yeah. I mean, it perfectly mirrors the diamond market, except now instead of a section that you go to, you could just, click on the player's profile to do it. Essentially, before this player to player trading update, just like the diamonds, people would send an item to the buyer, and the buyer would then send the gold to the seller. Well, you know, there's a bunch of scammers in this world. Unfortunately, this community is great. I've actually done a lot of trading prior to the player-to-player trading, and it went well. Like, I didn't have any issues. But every once in a while, you have some D-bag who doesn't want to follow, you know, the community guidelines, you know, and be a jerk about it. So now you could do direct trading with an interface, and it's no longer on the Faith system. That way it doesn't require the mods to come in and punish players and give them back their gear and everything like that. So it's also a lift on the mods in game. So another good one.
I like it too. It relieves the pressure to get a trade done as fast as possible. Cause like, say if I, you know, someone initiated a trade with me, you know, through the verbal like contract system, right? The Faith system on Good Faith. And, you know, like I open another tab, or I have to go let the dog out, or, you know, whatever. I didn't even have my dog back then. So like, if I had to just go do something, and then I'd come back, and I have like 5 DMs, like, you know, like, are you scamming me? Where are you? You know, I'm sending you the money already. And it's like, shit, dude, like, I don't fucking play this 24/7, you know? So or you go to bed, you like fall asleep, and admit, like, you're like, this guy is taking forever to reply to me. And then you just wake up tomorrow and they think you're a scammer. It's like, it relieves that whole like messy, you know, it's like the messy interaction you could sometimes get on Facebook Marketplace. Like, it just gets rid of that shit.
Yep.
Good update there. And then, of course, we're not even in the picture anymore. So we didn't even get to, I haven't gotten to experience that trading yet.
Yeah.
So maybe I'll trade you like a pair of socks and we'll see what it looks like.
Perfect.
That's like the only thing I'm willing to trade you.
Works for me.
And so, again, we were gone, and the entire this is labeled as the entire design overhaul, and it happened in October. And Mike, you know, details, you know, it's a combination of Tailwind CSS, Alpine.js, whatever the shit is, from the old vanilla CSS plus jQuery. I'm sure, Alan, this sounds, you're a fucking programmer, so.
Yeah, Tailwind CSS is a framework that came out in 2019 for designing websites, so it's supposed to make it faster, and there's no default template for the frameworks like the other frameworks offer. So that was pretty cool. I actually never heard of it because it came out so recently, and I haven't been into web dev in a long time. So to hear about it and how he's utilizing it is pretty cool. And then Alpine.js is, you know, It's just the back end stuff, I guess. Well, whatever. But
yeah, whatever.
Yeah, it's JavaScript, right? So it's JavaScript. It's a library, I guess you call it, of JavaScript. But either way, the whole new design of the game is fucking phenomenal. I'm not sure if it was during this time when they got away from the press and hold buttons for like the mining and all that shit, because that was a pain in the butt. Especially if you mine too, if you press and held too fast, and then it would just cut and you're like, you'd lose. Yeah. That was annoying. Now it's just a simple click and then you're good. Click and then you're good, not the press and hold. So I don't know if it was during this time since we're no longer playing, but if it was when they updated it and did the overhaul, top notch, because that was frustrating as all can be.
Yeah. And yeah, it just feels like a smoother game. So
yeah.
Especially because they're, you know, I say like the menus are easy to traverse through, but there's a lot of menus, so it just makes it feel better. And then actual stepping and playing the game.
The app design now looks phenomenal.
Right.
It's very simplistic, which, hooray, simple MMO has simplicity in it. That's nice. I think it is the design over when I pulled up the game for the first time. Was it a month ago or so? I can't remember when we started playing again, or I started playing again. I was like, wow, like, this is amazing. And it's probably during this time when the speed came along as well, I would assume. The game has gotten a lot faster, so you don't see that spinning dagger consistently anymore. It's more of a, you know, you see it every once in a while, but it goes pretty fast now. So I'm really happy with the speed of the game as well.
Yeah. And because of that design, you know, other aspects or other updates of the game came easier, which leads us to the new chat experience that was released in November.
Yes.
And it mimics, you know, my eyes, it just mimics like any other real-time chat feature like Discord that was missing from the game. So that's nice. Now you don't have to use Global Chat to talk kind of real-time to people. And then, you know... Following that, another quality of life update, the real-time private messaging system. So there you go. Now you have essentially Discord DMs. So it's just quality of life stuff that is needed. Yeah. So especially
bring it into the 21st century.
It gives it that feel. Yeah. And especially because social games, so there's a lot of talking and. I think most people like us, we were using our Discord server primarily for chatting because I didn't want to like
the chat post system is not good.
Yeah. I didn't want to post on walls or send like mail or what the fuck ever. Right. So, so there's that.
Yep.
And real time was December. So we're getting close to the end of the year. And finally, the biggest update actually of 2021 was the Russian translation just for Darth Taylor, probably.
I think that's interesting.
That's it. It's just Russian translation. So
yeah, I'm curious. I would love to see the stats on the countries that play simple MMO. My assumption is that Russia's got to be high up there, you know, for them to actually put effort into translating the game into Russian. So I don't know. I think that's very interesting.
It's very fun. We made fun of that on the roadmap update because we will do a roadmap updates, but like, yeah, we looked at that one. We're like, huh?
Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah. It's gotta be that.
But no guild roles, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, so now we're moving on to, you know, the end of the blog, and this is Mike's notable mentions throughout the year that, you know, they're not as big as a roadmap update. They're like pretty much snuck in there, their patch notes and stuff like that. Solely, I would say a majority of them solely are quality of life stuff. But just to run through it, you know, upgraded showcase, which, you know, as part of the player, you can showcase your items like the Couch Cat X Midnight collab item that can't get it anymore. But
there's like, what, 50 of them in the game?
Yeah, 50.
Yeah.
I think. I
yeah, unless maybe. People got deleted them somehow, I don't know. But
unless the guy, that one player who bought, you know, was buying them all, and then he quit,
yeah.
And then he quit the game, so he's got like 12 couch cats.
Yeah, yeah, they're probably forever just seen in
just
that.
Gone. Which is
yeah,
you can't do anything about it with a free market, right? So
no,
PvP limit increase. That's way beyond us. So level 200. Then they go into a safe mode, and they have the option, and it's free to remove themselves from safe mode as a new player. So you don't just like, hey everyone, I'm level 100 in global chat, and then suddenly,
smacked.
Yeah, you reload your page and you're fucking dead. So
yeah. Yeah, the favorite part was when, because when you hit certain milestones, global chat would announce that you hit that level.
Oh man!
So it's like, congratulate, blah blah blah. They leveled up to 100, dead immediately. It's like, welcome to simple MMO, baby.
Yeah. that's the red carpet for you.
Yeah, yeah. So it's nice to see that they've gotten up to level 200 and safe mode automatically applied.
Yeah, hopefully by then you know what's going to happen, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, you got to accept that after that point that you're going to get smacked around regardless.
Yeah, and potions were added. They increase a given stat or effect to the player. Value mods. Small game-wide events that increase the rewards given in a particular area. So, again, to increase uptick or, you know, cut down the mundane action of stepping all the time.
Yep.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Haven't seen that yet.
They just did a value mods last week, I think, or this weekend.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw it. Mike posted it in the Discord, or at least someone on his behalf will post it.
Yeah. These modifications are increased. Go have fun for 2 days at a time.
Yeah. And I mean, he used to do weekend.
Yeah.
Stuff like that all the time.
Yeah.
He also mentions improved player onboarding, and it's still very much a work in progress. So who knows what that'll look like, but probably expansion of the tutorial, which it wasn't really bad to begin with. But there still are questions asked all the time in Discord, so maybe to cut that down in the future.
Or check out our YouTube. We have some tutorials there.
Are they still relevant?
We could update them.
It's not even the same web app.
No.
Don't listen
to
him.
It was based off of the mobile app. Look, I'm just saying, like, if you don't know what a quest is, just let me know, and I'll show you the YouTube video for it.
God.
I'm trying to plug us, okay? Come on now.
God. And then new event features. So, which he mentions includes multiple stat increases and stuff like that. So.
Yep.
Those were his noble mentions, and I'm not going to read them here. I don't really want to read them here, but I do want to highlight that he's got some cool stats for the stat nerds out here.
Yes.
For the game itself. So definitely check it out. Go all the way to the bottom. Like, read the whole blog post if you haven't already. And,
yes.
You know, check out the stats. Check out his kind of like goodbye note to 2021. And, you know, a look to the future in 2022 to, you know, from him to the community. Look, Ender and Rippy. But that's his blog post. That is the recap of Simple MMO in 2021. And the phases the game went through. So
I think it was nice to have that like 8th month break, even though, you know, we missed out on a lot.
Yeah.
It's nice to be able to see the progression. Like, if we had fresh eyes coming in this past month of what this game now looks like compared to what we used to see. Mm-hmm. And I gotta tell you, like, I am highly impressed by Mike and his ability to just constantly grind. Like, even if you go into the Discord, you see to this day, he's been posting updates like almost every couple of days, which is awesome. But just getting that fresh look and seeing the game and playing the game again. Like, I remember like posting in our Discord when I started playing again, I'm like, holy crap, like, this game is amazing. Like, I'm addicted again, like, instantly addicted. So I think it's great.
Yeah, Mike and his team do a good job.
Yeah, yeah.
And we'll see what happens in 2021. No
you mean
roadmap.
2022?
What did I say?
You said 2021.
I'm always living in the past.
We lost that year. Come on, man.
Yeah. Looking forward to what happens in 2022. We have no leak so far, but hopefully that changes.
Yeah. Hey, Easter event's coming around the corner.
Yeah, hopefully. Hopefully that changes. But yeah, that's it. What's next, potentially? You know, we have some credible sources from the game that are suggesting a topic about inflation and some gold sinks that are going on in this game. So be on the lookout for that. Well, we have a lot more planning going on. But I also want to iterate that we have the podcast input channel just like before. So if we're not using it for specific feedback for a specific episode, feel free to, you know, leave your shower thoughts there. You know, hey, I really want CouchCat to talk about this, or they missed out on this and the controversy when, you know, the overhaul released, or the, you know, the chat experience was broken at first. You know, whatever we didn't get to see when it launched, but you think it's, you know, noteworthy, please head over to our Discord, which is linked through our website, which is in the show notes, and navigate to the podcast input text channel and leave your thoughts there. But please try to keep it to one message, like one concise message of what you want talked about. It's not your diary, okay? We're not looking for that. So please,
just give us the juicy gossip, please.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you're afraid to, DM one of us. We always show up in the right, you know, in the right of the Discord in the admin section. So looking forward to hearing from the community once again. But that's the show. That's the episode. That's season 2, episode 2. That was pretty cool. That was like, it's not a graphic. That's me. I'm doing this. Yeah.
Look at you holding up to your fingers. Good job. All right.
But anyway,
time, Alan, for the outro, I think.
Yeah, Alan, do you have any final thoughts before I give the outro and butcher it?
Nah, I think we're good.
All right, cool. So as I said before, please check out our new website. It'll help you stay up to date with all the podcast releases and the blog posts, because we will be utilizing the blog section to, you know, mirror our episodes and then also leak upcoming stuff. And all that jazz. So be sure to check out our website. Again, it has all of our relevant links, all of our social media, our Discord, and it will have our YouTube channel. And we'll probably link the new playlist, because that's what we'll do. We'll create a new playlist, you know.
Yeah. Season
couch,
2.
You know, simple admin mode. Yeah, season 2 or something. An up-to-date playlist, I should say.
Yeah, yeah.
But there are still Phasma videos that you can watch there, and they're really fun to watch. Totally not related to simple mode at all. And also on the website, it's very important, leave a review. Our website allows you to leave a review directly on the website itself, or even to Apple podcasts, which helps us too. But, you know, it helps the show tremendously if you show your support verbally in it. You know, it's for everyone to see when they come to see or you know, visit our website for the first time. And, you know, your words could help edge someone closer to listening to our show, which is awesome. And you'll be shouted out in the next, you know, the following episode when, you know, that's after your review. And
speaking of which, we have it right now.
All right, go ahead, dude.
Yeah. So thank you, Nochin. Shout out to Nochin. 5 stars. Said, glad to see you back. I said, like the title says, I'm happy to see you guys return to SMMO. I miss the live podcast recordings. I'm looking forward to those. Rip Twisty. Please no bean. So thanks, Nochin.
I'm pretty sure that's an ode to the Twisted episode.
Yeah.
Yep. Go on. You got one more?
One more. Crucio, in case you need to learn how to pronounce his name, he put
it's
it in
what?
There for you.
It's not Crucio?
Nope, it's Crucio. Shit. You've been saying it wrong this whole time.
I'm over
a year now. 5 stars. The Couch Cats are back in town, baby. Are you looking for SMMO-related content? Look no further, because Couch Cat Podcast has got your back. Very fun and amazing podcast. Cool hosts. I love it. And boy, I miss those opening lines.
Oh.
I shout out to Crucio. Like, been our main man since we first started this podcast. So I really appreciate your support.
One of the OGs.
Yep.
But yeah, thank you for the kind words and the funny reviews. And last but not least, if you like the show, tell your friends, tell your guildmates, tell your mom. We want to get more of the SMO community involved with our show like before. And we spread like fire through word of mouth, especially thanks to Mike and, you know, his team who share our content or allow us to share our content in his, you know, the Simple MMO official Discord server. So please, thanks. We appreciate it. But that's the episode. This is our first video recording too. So we'll see how that goes if I don't break it as soon as I hit stop recording. Yeah. But yeah, man, that's all I got. Peace out.
See ya.